More than 1,100 people gave their thoughts on economic opportunity and inequality. They considered statements like, "It's okay for wealthy people to get wealthier as long as everyone else has a good chance to succeed." Andrea Evans of Elk Grove Village, Illinois, was one of those people.
I don't think they should be penalized from additional gain as long as people who are not wealthy in the beginning have the same opportunity.
Participants also weighed in on ideas to help even things out, like whether the government should do more to lift people out of poverty. Nova Powell, who lives in Pettibone, Texas, says his neighbors could really use that help, especially since the pandemic has stretched everyone thin.
Around us, there are people that barely are getting by. And the reason they're getting by is what little government aid that still comes and Social Security and so forth.
David Schleifer, the director of research at the nonpartisan group Public Agenda, helped spearhead the study. He, along with public research firm Ipsos and USA Today, have polled recently on issues like immigration. And he says there's real disagreement and even misinformation going around on those topics. But when it comes to economic issues,
we really found this tremendous degree of agreement across party lines on just about everything that we asked about in the survey.
That's right. A majority of Republicans, Democrats, and independents surveyed all agree the country needs to, for example, improve its infrastructure and retrain adult workers in non-sustainable industries for jobs in fields like tech. But one of the biggest takeaways? More Americans say the minimum wage should be higher, specifically, as the survey stated, so that every full-time job provides enough income to keep people above the poverty line. 7 out of 10 people said they'd support that. And that support has grown since the pandemic began, mostly among Republicans. Less than half of those people said they wanted a higher minimum wage before COVID-19. And now, nearly 2/3 of GOP supporters say that's a good idea. Donna Stump of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, is one of those people.
I would say I pretty much thought that way because I've been there. I've worked for minimum wage, and I know how hard it is to make it in this world when you're making minimum wage.
Stump says she's seen the cost of goods skyrocket in her lifetime, and wages haven't kept up. Hope Pesner, who lives in Elizabethtown, PA, also filled out the survey. She says she can't reveal her party affiliation because of her employer, but says the inequality that's resulted from a low minimum wage is pretty cut and dried.
You know, certain things just seem wrong to me. You know, people getting paid $7.25 an hour or $7.50 an hour or whatever the minimum wage is now is just ridiculous when, you know, there are people making $200 an hour consulting.
One Republican, David Garrett of Naugatuck, Connecticut, has a more nuanced view. Small businesses have to be able to shoulder any pay increase.
We should probably raise the minimum wage to try to get people up to a standard of living. But it has to be a balance as to how much that raise is going to be.
Electronics worker Bud Jamison's view is more straightforward. He says raising the minimum wage is more urgent now. He sees workers struggling in his hometown of San Diego, California.
Especially now, but with COVID causing so many people to lose their jobs in the first place, they have absolutely no savings and stuff. I think it's even more critical now.
You can't really tell from the poll what effect the pandemic has had on how people feel about a higher minimum wage. But David Schleifer says there may just be more understanding.
Maybe there is a sense that minimum wage jobs should provide a living wage for people. And maybe there's a growing awareness of just how financially vulnerable people who are working minimum wage jobs are.
Congress has looked at raising the federal minimum wage, but, no surprise, hasn't taken action. But as Schleifer says, more and more Americans say something needs to be done to make the economy more fair. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and this is America Amplified.